Houston started to return to life today, 2 days after Hurricane Rita hit the Texas and Louisiana coastlines. People are returning to their home, some businesses have reopened, but there are still power outages, and it's still hard to find gas. A lack of gasoline was a hallmark of the Houston evacuation. Stalled cars blocked lanes and exacerbated a monumental traffic jam. Huge lines formed at filling stations along the highways. Those who couldn't find fuel abandoned their cars and walked to find shelter. NPR's John McChesney has been looking at why adequate supplies were not in place.
A lot of things happened to create the gasoline crisis. Filling station owners boarded up their stations and left early. And the big fueling terminals where tank trucks are loaded were shut down early as well. Mike Driver is spokesman for Chevron Texaco's fueling terminal on the east side of Houston.
We shut down this Galena Park Marketing Terminal on Thursday noon ahead of Hurricane Rita coming into the Texas area because we didn't know what was going to happen and we wanted our employees to, of course, be in a very safe situation.
But the hurricane wasn't forecast to make land until Saturday morning, a full day and a half later.
Most all of our Chevron and Texaco branded stations were already fully loaded before the biggest part of the evacuation took place. The thing is, even if we had done that, we couldn't have gotten supplies to these stations because there was gridlock on the freeways. There would have been no way to get trucks out there. Now, we didn't know that in advance, but that would have hampered us right away.
Even if every station had been topped up, they would be drained quickly by the flood of evacuees. A fully loaded average station can only fuel about 1,500 vehicles before running dry. So many people are asking, why weren't reserve supplies stationed along the escape route? Was there an evacuation plan that took into account the required gasoline supplies? Mickey Driver says Chevron did not know of any plan.
Well, I'm not exactly sure what any governmental plan for evacuation would have called on for Chevron to do, or any other gas supplier in the Houston area. If we had been part of a plan that said to stage gasoline in tanker trucks along evacuation routes, certainly we would have done that. There is no doubt about that.
Houston Mayor Bill White says that, in fact, the state did have a plan for gasoline, but something went wrong.
The state plan said that the Department of Transportation would provide for the deployment of fuel, and I was told that the Department of Transportation had been assigned to have completed the task by 6 a.m. on Thursday, but that was never done.
Mayor White has called for a blue ribbon panel to find out where mistakes were made. We asked Dr. Erwin Redliner of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University what he thought about the gasoline shortage problem.
I think for many of those observing the evacuation of Houston and Galveston, we were quite flabbergasted to see how little provisions were made for something that would seem to be intuitive and essential, that is the assurance of fuel for the evacuees. After all, the only way to evacuate cities like Houston and Galveston is by road, so that we're talking about automobiles and buses and lots of both of those.
Some Texas and Houston officials have explained the traffic jam and the fuel shortage by saying that many more people responded to the evacuation order than they expected, that the fear inspired by Hurricane Katrina caused more people to flee from less threatened areas, thus adding to the crowd from mandatory evacuation areas. Redliner says that should have been no surprise. We called several officials today at the Texas Division of Emergency Management to find out if there had been a plan for fuel caches along escape highways. William Ayers, a spokesman for the department, said they were too busy with the recovery effort to respond at this time. John McChesney, NPR News, Houston.